First of all, I want to honor all the fathers here and all the fathers that are not here. And I was thinking about my daddy and everybody's daddy, and not everybody has. You know, when I've started honoring mothers and fathers, people tell me, well, you know, I didn't have one that was so good. Well, you know what? Whether they're good or whether they're bad, there's someone that guided your life. It doesn't have to be your biological father. It can be a grandfather, a granddad, an uncle, or a stranger. And also, when we grow spiritually, we understand that if that role model wasn't what we wish it had been, that gives us an opportunity for us, male or female, to bring into our lives and to treat people the way we wish we had been treated. So we honor all for the lessons. We honor all for the love. And those on the other side, I know, we miss you. And for those that are still here, call them and say we love you, we miss you, because we can't do without that male part in our life. We might try, but it doesn't last very long. They know how to do all kinds of things we don't know how to do. So, you know, Jesus, the disciples asked Jesus where heaven was. And he said, heaven is within. And so I started thinking about the Lord's Prayer that we say every single Sunday. And I grew up saying the Lord's Prayer every Sunday and the Apostles' Creed. Sometimes the things you say every Sunday, almost become meaningless. And so the interpretation, if you really understand the interpretation of what it's saying, it's really very metaphysical, and it gives us everything we really need to know. For instance, our Father, which art in heaven. Well, Jesus spoke as Father as that God divine essence within us. So where do we look for our inspiration? It's within us. And then it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth vibration as it is in heaven. That is honestly telling us when we go into meditation and find that beautiful spiritual garden within us, that's where it all is. When we begin to learn to meditate and to pray, and we know and understand as we think and have our being, that's what we attract to us. So when we go within and we find that God essence within us, we learn to meditate and we learn to get in that beautiful consciousness of that divine essence, then everything for that day changes. We see things differently. For instance, just a little bit, if you look at those flowers, you might see some of the edges might be a little dark. If you meditated that day, you might say, oh gosh, aren't those roses beautiful? They're like old-timey fashion roses. So it honestly does change everything about our day when we can start that way. I know that one thing I have done, and sometimes forget, I've got to be honest. But when I do this, before I ever get out of bed, is to say, I love you, God. Sometimes we do that exercise. And I would like for you all to say, I love you, God, if you would.
I love you, God.
You can't help but get a response within yourself. It's not out there. It's within yourself. It's that tenderness that we look for. And give us this day our daily bread. Well, that's, again, is inspiration. Metaphysically, bread is not food. It's the inspiration that we receive when we go within. So give us our daily inspiration. I love you, God. Give me that daily inspiration. And forgive me. I'm going to put the old-timey, our debtors. But forgive us our debtors as we forgive those who transgress against us. In other words, what that is, one of the greatest things in the whole thing. As we forgive those shortcomings of those around us, in the same way we're forgiven. If we expect to be forgiven, we've got to first forgive. It's that rollover of give and take. It's telling us how to live. Wouldn't it be wonderful if, you know, I know people that haven't spoken in years, and sometimes they've gone to the other side. It's never too late. You know, I forgive you. I'm sorry. But the blessing is I've learned a lot from our relationship. I've learned a lot from the negative things that I thought that you were giving me, because at the time, I wasn't looking at it as a lesson that I needed. It's all how we look at life. So thank you. And I will tell you, when I was sitting there, there's a gentleman on the other side. You know, we can work with our forgiveness, and there are people sometimes we're not ready to forgive yet, or we have forgotten to forgive. And it's a release of our blocks, a release of all that emotion that we had whenever someone lied upon us or we were hurt or whatever the situation is. When we can forgive, that clears up our countenance. It clears up our thinking. It clears up our emotions. That's how we begin to find peace. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. Well, this I have to think. You know, sometimes we talk in class. There are certain lessons we learn, and we try to always have an even mind and even emotions so that we don't get angry. And it's kind of calling on that part of us. Please help me not to be tempted when I'm faced with something that automatically in my past I might have done or said. You know, it's like we've got trigger people all around us until we really learn this. And I don't know that I've learned it all the way, but I can tell you I really am working on myself. And there is something that you can do is just before that emotion hits, because you can kind of feel it, is go, oh, yes, it's not really my problem. And I actually did that when I was on vacation. You know, when you're on vacation with lots of family, I said, you know, no matter what the problem is, I'm not going to be upset. I'm on vacation. You know, if you have problems with each other, you go ahead and deal with it. But I don't have problems with anybody, and I'm not going to have. It's too beautiful of a time and too beautiful of a day. But you don't have to say that to strangers. You can say it. You know, you can just not get involved. You know, Amaja was here last week. And we all love her when she comes. And I said, oh, gee, you're awfully quiet. And she said, well, I've been to Spain, and I've been here. And I said, oh, I understand. You know, you get back, you're a little tired. And she said, also, I'm trying not to get too involved in conversation today because I'm working on myself. I find that I've been too involved with people wanting to talk to me about negative situations. And she said, not anybody here, that's why I came today. But I found for me to do what I need to do, I'm kind of going within myself. There are times when we need to do that too. You know, we just become frazzled and tired, and sometimes we think, what is wrong? Well, we haven't had that alone time. We haven't had that quiet time. We haven't had the peace, maybe, of walking in the woods or seeing a creek or hearing the beautiful ripples of the water over low-lying rocks. I don't know how anybody can be disturbed and listen to that. That beautiful in the garden, when that place, in my mind, I think of all these tranquil things. And then I also think of the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he wanted to go there to contemplate, to get over the last little testing that he felt he had to go through, to find himself, to analyze what was going on and prepare himself for what he knew was going to happen. And then it says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power forever." Whatever is our thinking, our emotions, our countenance, whatever that is, that's what gives us our power or not. That's what gives us our glory. That's what gives us our heaven or not. It's how we think, how we feel, how we care for our life. And in caring for our life, besides forgiving, it's thanking God, loving God, thanking the people around you because they're all part of the kingdom of life. And when you thank the people around you, you're creating your kingdom here on earth. And you're creating your kingdom on the next side. It's all how we have our being, how we have our way. What we put out, we get back. But more than that, when we have that beautiful, when we finally find, and we all do at different times, so we might hear a music or the ripple of the water over a rock or be someplace and just see something glorious, and it touches us. It touches our soul. It touches us deep within. And so if we can only remember that every day. I saw a piece on Facebook about crystals and healing today. I shared it. But if you press on it, it talks about Dr. Emoto and the water and how words make the difference in the crystals of the water. He took water droplets in 50 petri trays and froze them. And then as they started to thaw, he put them under a microscope and watched them grow. He took different kinds of water from different places and was absolutely amazed at the crystals that was forming. Then he decided to say certain words to vials of water, positive words, and then hateful words, loving words, and mediocre words, to see the difference in the crystals. Now, if that does not tell you, since we're mostly percentage of water, how we think, what we listen to has a bearing on our bodies, on everything about us. He also said something that I had absolutely no idea. There were children who were ill, and he asked for the parents or whoever was in charge to bring the water that they were drinking and that had been around that child. And he began to diagnose that things were wrong with that water crystal. So he would send healing and powerful thoughts to water and freeze it and make sure it was beautiful crystals and send that water to those children. And many of them were healed. We don't know the power of us most of the time. We don't know the power of everything around us that has been given us for our pleasure and for our health. I know that Spirit has said, no matter what the disease, man will find out there's something on this earth plane or something man can do that will correct that. We live in a wonderful time now. And we were talking about, you can see Jupiter now. You can see the moons. And they were saying, oh, the age of Aquarius, when Jupiter aligns with Mars, well, maybe it's that time right now. Maybe it's time for us. Maybe the balance is going more into the Aquarian age now. Maybe it's the time for us to use everything that we know about around us and incorporate it in our lives. And when we do this, and we give love, and we send love, and we become love, it changes the atmosphere around us, but we're part of the world. So we're changing also that part of the world. Spirit has said in this time that light bearers had come to put into practice the secrets that they came with. We know many things. We've been blessed. And when we use them, we're always blessed. And when we don't use them, it usually means we have a lesson to learn. And so we incorporate that in our lives again. Humility, mercy, love, understanding, compassion. That's what it's all about. God bless you. Thank you.